Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Yes, please, you can have your seats. Thank you so, so much. It's a pleasure to, it's a privilege to deliver the word to us this afternoon. And I thank Pastor Kenneth for this opportunity. Yes, I don't take it for granted. Who gets right? You, right? Okay. It's just 20 minutes. Wally, I don't know if you can help me put the timer so that I don't go over, but thank you. Yeah. Okay, so within these 20 minutes, we are going to talk about something I call dealing with weights. Dealing with weights, right? So I'm trusting that it will be as interactive as possible. In 1 minute, I'd like us to pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this gathering. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We thank you that you speak to our hearts. You will impact our hearts once again. And we won't live the same way we came in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dealing with weights. Okay, so who understands what weight is? When you hear weight, what comes to mind? Weight. What is a weight? Anybody? Anybody? I'll call anybody. When you hear weight, is it this kind of weight? No response. Okay, yes. You with the filler. Yeah, what's weight? No, you calling him. Yeah. What does weight mean to you?
All right. Good morning, church.
Yeah. Afternoon.
Oh, sorry. Good afternoon. Yeah. So, weight is anything that pulls a person down or that pulls a thing down.
Weight is anything that pulls a person down or pulls a thing down. Okay, that will pass. Let's see how the Bible references weight. Let's see the book of Hebrews 12, verse 1. It's our anchor scripture, and we're going to be talking a lot about, we're going to be referencing that. Please, Hebrews 12, verse 1. All right, so we can all see this. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Right. So you can see that weight is something that stops you from doing something, like you said, pulls you down from fulfilling something or from doing something. Right. To make it very simplified, because I'm trusting that God really impact our hearts this morning and we would really catch this. So I wrote that weights are excesses that hasn't been dealt with or that haven't been dealt with post-salvation. You know, in Romans 10, verse 10, the Bible says that, you know, if you believe in your heart and you speak with your mouth, you know, basically confession is made with your mouth. So you can be saved and still have weight, right? You can have a regenerated spirit, but still have weight, right? That's a very important thing to note. You can have a regenerated spirit. You can be speaking in tongues. You can be kabashing, but still be dealing with weight. I know a lot of us here are baptized in the Holy Ghost. We pray in tongues, but there's still the question of, are we dealing with weight? Have we dealt with weight? And weights can be peculiar to different individuals. We'll get into that in a bit, right? Weights are lustful or fleshly desires. So to put it simply, weights are those things that draw your attention. They are very soulish. They draw your attention away from the things of God. So how many of us here have a mobile phone? 1, 2, 3, 4... Okay, a number of us. Some of the things you do on your phone or with your phone can be a weight to you. So, for example, let's say you're someone that binges on Instagram or social media a lot, whether it's IG, whether it's Facebook or TikTok. What's the most recent, or what's the reigning social media platform now? I'm a bit outdated. TikTok, have you? Yes. You can just say, okay, let me just spend 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there. And you spend 2 hours. Exactly. You can relate. Okay. So, and then once you spend an entire 2 hours binging on social media platform, you know what binging is? You're just scrolling through the timelines, checking out different posts, checking out people's profiles, enjoying content, right? Content that are not necessarily edifying, right? That wouldn't add to your spiritual growth. You'd notice that once you're done with those kind of contents, all of a sudden you're very tired, like bodily tired. You can't even go about your day effectively, talk less of being able to pray in the Holy Ghost or charge yourself with the things God has put in your hands. So weight are those things that actually pull you down or hinder you from working with God, from doing the things that pleases God, right? So yeah, like I said earlier, you can be saved. You can be a tongue-talking believer, right? And still be dealing with weight. Let's also take a look at this verse again. When you read the first part of it, it was addressed to believers, to the church, right? Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness. So it's not the concept of weight is not addressed to unbelievers. So when you hear weights, don't think, come on, I've given my life to Christ, I'm saved. I mean, I don't sin. Sin and weights are obviously different. I don't sin. I don't do this. I don't do that. But you can still be dealing with weights. And like I said earlier, weights are peculiar. We'll touch on that a bit later. So don't look at your brother beside you or your sister beside you and say, this person might not be saved, but I can say for myself, I'm saved, I'm tongue-talking, so I can't relate to this. No. Every single one of us here are still dealing with weight on different levels, trust me. Every single one of us here on different levels. It's addressed to believers. It's addressed to the people of God, right? It's not addressed to the unbelievers, so to speak. So I want you to really personify this teaching as much as possible. As I'll be speaking, see yourself as though I'm speaking to you. I'm not speaking to people that are unsaved or somewhere in between. I'm speaking to you specifically. And I trust that God would impact your heart. So, secondly, so we've emphasized one point. Clearly, salvation does not take away weight. Receiving the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues does not free you from weight. Living a life free from sin does not eliminate weight. Do we understand? Living a life free from sin does not eliminate weight. So you can say, okay, I don't fornicate. I don't commit sexual immorality. Right? Yeah, those are clear yardsticks or signs that, okay, you're not living in sin. But once you go on your social media platforms and you're seeing half-nude ladies or nude images, right? X-rated images. That now is a weight which can lead you to sin definitely, right? Like it can lead you to sin definitely. So yeah, when you say you're not sinning, does not mean you can't have weight. That would definitely lead you on that path to sinning. And I want you guys to be very cognizant of your space, what you do with your time, what you do with resources that are in your hands, what you do with people in your space. Right, my time is really, really short. Implications of living with weight. I'm going to mention two things. You know, weight slows you down from living passionately for God and fulfilling his will over your life. Can we see the TPT version of this, please? The TPT translation, it's highlighted differently. Nope. So weight slows you down from living passionately for God. How many of us was around for Kingdom Access, the vigil we had in church with Papi? Quite a number of us. Now, it was very clear that you were impacted, right? You left here feeling a bit different. For some of us, feeling a lot different. You were impacted, right? The presence of God might have overwhelmed you. You got clear directions of what to do with your life now. You received a charge that even your spirit witnessed to, like you really, really went with something. But now weights have every potential to kill what has been impacted in you. When you leave services like that, or even our Saturday services like this, and then the next thing you do is to go and binge again, or you go find yourself in a circle of friends, ungodly friends, that all they talk about is Davido and Wizkid, or Serenado versus Messi, things that don't edify you. You've put yourself at risk. Risk meaning everything you've received, you've been impacted with, can literally just die out or fade away. That's what weight can do. Right? When Papi, let's say for example, gives you a word and your default is to leave church and then go marry your weight, for lack of a better word, right? You go put yourself in a space where you're now ensnared with weight. The word cannot be effective in your life anymore. Are we here? The word of God or the word spoken over you or what you've received in such services like this would not be effective anymore. You wouldn't be able to run with the word of God. So weight is a very serious matter that we all should really, really deal with. TPT says, Hebrews 12 verse 1, TPT translation. I wanted to highlight something there. Weights have every tendency to kill your fire. Believe it or not, every tendency. So you can literally be on fire for God. Like I said, you can speak in tongues. But if you don't watch it, if you don't quickly create barriers, if you don't get your desires and you're always giving to your weight, to things that don't edify you, yeah, your fire will be dimmed eventually. You just figure out that, I used to wake up in the night to pray 2 hours. Before you know, if you do Instagram 1 hour, or if you pray in tongues 1 hour, the rest is Instagram till you sleep off. Before you know, you can't pray for 30 minutes anymore. Before you know, all you do is, sing 1 or 2 prayers and worship and sleep off. You can't even pray anymore. Or it can literally affect your service to God. So if you're someone that has not gated your desires, your ungodly desires, you've not dealt with your weight, if things are put in your hands, you can't even perform effectively as expected. You can't perform effectively in the things of God. Right? Because God is expecting that you sanctify your heart so that you can be used as a tool in his hands. A way to sanctify your heart is to get your desires. If it's social media that's your strongest weight or is a weight to you, build a structure around it to say, at most 20 minutes and I'm out of here. Or better still, what could replace social media, right? If it's friendships, if it's a guy that calls you that has nothing else to say other than I'm thinking about you or what have you eaten today, I'm sure we have friends like that. Conversations that don't edify you have no point staying there. Just move away, right? So it can be relationships, it can be habits, it can be routines that you've gotten so used to that you can't break away from it. It's weight. And you have to trust God to break away so that you can serve him truly. So TPT says, as for us, we have all of these great witness who encircle us like clouds. So we must let go of every wound that has pierced us. Now, this wound just refers to sometimes your fallen nature, right? Pre-salvation. So the fallen nature of man, you can still live with it, even post-salvation. So you must deal with those fallen natures, those tendencies, and the sin which we so easily fall into. Then we'll be able to run life's marathon race with passion and determination. For the path has been already marked out before us. You can't have weight and have passion for the things of God. It will not all go well. That's what I was trying to get there. You won't run life's marathon race with passion and determination. Because everybody has 24 hours. Thank you. It's like when you walk into a supermarket, everything is well branded and labeled. You won't see a Semovita and pick Godimo. It's not possible. So you can literally pinpoint, this is my own wheat. This is what it is. You must identify it and name it. Okay, no, this one is wheat. Okay, this one too is wheat. Ah, this guy that calls me every 11 p.m. or 2 a.m. is wheat. This guy that only all what he talks about is what sports. If I want to chip in the things of God here and there, he's always turned off with. So you must learn to identify with across every area of your life so that you can trust God to break free from these things. Because if you don't identify it, you can easily, there's a way naivety can allow you continue to live with weights and you think, I'm a churchgoer. I serve in the house of God. But you're shortchanging yourself. You're not running passionately. You're not on fire as you should be because you've not dealt or gated your weight. Lastly, you need to. We all need to surrender to the leading of the Holy Ghost because sometimes there might be weights you're not even able to identify for yourself. And the Holy Ghost would nudge you. Oh, this one is a weight. Oh, that one is a weight. Oh, don't do this anymore. Oh, don't do that anymore. So if you're not living a life of surrender, you would miss it sometimes. You miss it a lot of times. You would think, it's habitual. It's routine. It's life. It's my everyday stuff. It's what I know to do. Right? It's not, I won't die if I don't do it. There are different things we tell ourselves that allow us to continue with weight. Right? So when we live a very surrendered life to the leading of the Holy Ghost, we'll figure out how easy it is, number one, to identify weights even better, and then to break free from it. So what do you do when you identify weights? You take it to God in prayer. Okay, God, how help me deal with this excess? Help me deal with that excess. Help me deal with these desires. This lust I'm feeling here, this one I'm feeling here. It will hinder me from pursuing your call over my life. It will hinder me from serving you passionately. Do we understand? So God can help us deal with these excesses. And then you put structures in place. Because literally, God can save you from a problem. You use your hands to put yourself back into that problem. Right? So you build excesses. If it's the guy that calls you at very illegal times of the day, you can literally say, I'm not liking this anymore. You can put measures to say, okay, I don't want this anymore. I don't want that anymore. It doesn't have to be pleasing. By now, we shouldn't be people that are trying to please both sides, I can't find the word right now. You won't please everybody. So when you know that, when you've clearly defined that it's a weight, there's a posture you take towards it because you know it will hinder you from running the race that is set before you. You and the person are not in the same race. It is your own race. So there's how dogged and how determined you should be to dealing with things that pulls you down or pulls you back from fulfilling the things of God, right? So as the Holy Spirit is nudging you to identify this weight also, you build measures, you put systems in place. And if you are not exactly sure how to do it, that's why we have pastors, that's why we have leaders and elders to help you guide you through it. Because God will, you'd have a lot to answer when God sees, when you stand before God, right? And life is in seasons. So what you're meant to do now, are you not doing it, let alone doing it to its full potential? No, you'd answer for it. There are always consequences. So we shouldn't allow weights be that thing or be those things that pull us down from fulfilling God's call over our lives per season. Like per season. You know, Papi made the statement. Please ask me the statement. I don't know if it's Kingdom Access now or Prophet, where he said he has never been, like he has learned to, or God has helped him be very effective in his seasons, and throughout all his seasons. Maybe I'm paraphrasing. Do you understand? Like God has helped him utilize the seasons well. So there's no time of his life where he's out of season or where he's out of place. Now, one thing I picked from that is, this is a man of God that God has helped to deal with weight or excesses so it can be effective in all seasons, right? And you won't be cut short of the things of God or the calling of God over your life. So that's the charge I've brought to us this morning, this afternoon. And I trust that as we have listened and would yet listen to Pastor Kenny and the teachings that will go on year after, you would also do your due diligence to go back home to identify what will hinder me from fulfilling this word or from doing this word that I'm hearing every Saturday, every Sunday, every Wednesday. Do we all understand? Thank you so much. In 1 minute, I'd like us to bow our heads and to pray to God to help us identify these desires, to help us identify excesses across our lives. Some can be patterns, some are habitual in nature. It could come any other way, but God will help us identify these excesses in our lives and help us deal with it. Help us and put the tag on it that these ones are weights, these are excesses. You can't journey with him if you've not dealt with this. It will help you identify these weights and lead you out of it. It will help you sanctify your heart to serve him even better, to serve him more diligently, to serve him passionately, to run passionately.